Okay, so I am here with Dawn Costa from Waterloo, and I asked you this earlier. You just got your real check. Is it starting to feel real?
Yes, it is, and I really like it.
Finally, yeah. Okay, so you had told me before, as you were in the process of filling out paperwork, that for a long time you played the lottery with your mom,
yeah.
And then your mom unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and then something recently happened. Tell me about that.
I was standing outside on my deck, and an owl came, and it, well, I can't explain it, I'll show you. Yeah. An owl came and sat, I'm on my deck, and then we got steps that go up too. So he was sitting on this, she was sitting on this, and I looked at it and took pictures of it, and it just sat there. And so I was like, that was Wednesday night. And Thursday, I went to the store, and I got me one Lucky for Life, which I haven't been buying since my mom passed away 2 years ago. One Lucky for Life, one Powerball, and one Mega Millions. So I was there Wednesday night. I got the ticket Thursday, of course, checked it Friday morning, and I had won it. So last night, I was outside, and I said, Mom, you need to come back. And, you know, I was looking over there where the owl was supposed to be, because I know that's her. And it was raining, kind of drizzly and raining all night and stuff, and I kept walking out there and looking. And then I got on my phone and I looked up, do owls come out in the rain? And it said, no, owls don't come in, something about their oil and their wings and stuff and this, that. I'm like, so I turned the TV off about 10 o'clock, went to bed, set my alarm for 5 o'clock to get up. And I smoked, so I made my coffee, went out on my deck, smoked, and turned around, and she's sitting there.
And you said your mom loved owls.
Yes, my mom loved owls. And everybody in that condo says they've never seen owls there. And they're like, why is it always at your house? And I said, I know why.
That's so awesome.
It's a visitor. Well, congratulations, whatever the impetus was.
So now I got my family to hang out with and my owl to look for every night.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do.
So you chose the cash option for your prize, and you said you just recently bought a condominium.
Yeah.
So are you're thinking about paying off your mortgage?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope this is a moment to, you know, look for brighter things ahead, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After all this. Dawn, do you tell people how old you are?
I do.
And?
I'm 57.
You're 57. Okay. So you're going to pay off your mortgage, and then you're thinking about just putting the money away for
investing
retirement.
It. Yep.
Yeah. So do you think you will play the lottery again?
Oh,
or
yes.
Was it just a one-time thing?
I just bought her 6 Lucky for Life.
Oh, okay. Bought one for your sister? Maybe
yep.
Maybe luck could strike twice.
Mm-hmm.
The store that you went to, was it one that where you regularly go? So that
it was when I lived at with my mom.
Okay.
And then I moved over to another area.
Okay.
And that was on Six Corners, the Quick Star in Six Corners
yeah.
in Waterloo. Why I went there, I don't know.
It was all just part of the story.
Something.
So that's a great story. So your sister and your niece came with you today.
Yep.
How did you tell them that you won?
I just called them, and I called her the morning I found out I won. I said, can you come over today? And she said, why, what's going on? She's like, yeah. She goes, I think I had everything done today. And I said, because I think I won the lottery. And I said, I know I got the 5 numbers right, not the extra. And I had number 5 and a 6. Oh, I'm going to say
so
that.
So close.
I'm not supposed
so
to say
close,
that.
Right,
I'm not
exactly.
supposed to be
no
greedy,
bad words.
She said. So I'm not. So then anyways, so she came over. She's like, I don't know what to do with this. And I'm like, I don't either. What should we do? So with the Hy-Vee, because they got a self-scanner there.
Yeah.
And we thought about that. And she's like, no, what if the lights and stuff go off and people notice? And I'm like, okay, what should we do? So we just said, and so we went and talked to my brother that owns Goobles.
And you said you scanned it on the lottery app, right?
After that.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, because he was telling us to go talk to a lawyer and this, that, which I got my lawyer that I just know I could talk to you about, whatever. And he just gave us some advice, and then we ran to Hy-Vee, just stuck it in the thing, and said, you're a winner, you know, to come here and whatever. And so she's like, put that away. We're going to go home. Get that ticket out here. She's just all scared, freaking out. I said, okay, we'll go home then. So we went home, and then we went to the closest bar around the corner and celebrated all day.
So where did you keep, where have you kept the ticket safe since then?
It's been up in that closet.
You put it in the closet, okay.
It's clear up in this top thing in my bedroom closet that I never get into. That's what she told me to put it, because I didn't know.
Nothing would happen to it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
This doesn't happen every day, right?
Right. So.